A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra and Gimel, Baba Basra 53a, pagination is 105. Starting from the words of the Gemara Vekama Kol Shehu that can be found on the sixth line. The Mishnah way back on Membeis Amud Aleph told us that kinyonim on real estate, on a field, can be done by godar uparatz, by making a fence, or by removing a fence. The wording was kol shehu, even a little bit, is considered a good kinyan, to acquire it. So our Gemara asks, v'kama kol shehu, how much indeed is a little bit? Kiddush Shmuel. We'll learn it like Shmuel taught. The Omar Shmuel that Shmuel said, Godar geder v'hishlimo la'asara. A person made a fence that completed the existing fence so that now it's 10 tfachim. Uporatz pirtza, or he knocked down, he made a breach in the wall. Kidei sheyikanes v'yetzei ba, so that he can go in and out. Arezu chazaka, that's considered an act of acquisition. So the concept of ten tfachim is something that we find elsewhere. In halacha, that's considered a wall. We have, for example, in the laws of Shabbos, that if something is enclosed by a wall of ten tfachim high, about 40 inches, then it's considered enclosed, and it could be a rishus hayachid, a private area, from which you're not allowed to move to the public area an item that's in one area to the other. We also have such a concept, for example, by sukkah, that the walls have to be 10 tfachim high, and that's the minimum wall for the sukkah to be kosher. You could build a sukkah in such a way that you simply sit on the floor, and 10 tfachim gives you, which is about the height of a typical table, approximately, maybe a drop higher. You check it, 40 inches. You could sit on the floor and you could have a good sukkah. Or, really, we know from the laws of sukkah that the schach do not have to be touching the wall, as long as you have a wall. And then above the wall, there is the schach. It could be hanging on different supports, and you could have a regular normal sukkah. Some people do that. They have a porch railing that's 40 inches, and then they put up the schach on a frame, but they don't really require walls besides the railing, and therefore sometimes they just hang canvas walls, litznius, possibly without even tying them down, or tying them down loosely, because a wall is 10 tfachim. So over here, Shmuel invoked the concept of 10 tfachim. We're going to see that it's not so clear that 10 tfachim is really what's required. According to the Rashbam, it's more of an expression to put up a wall. And that's what this person did. He either made a wall by taking an existing wall and making it a little bit higher, or there was a wall and he made a breach in it, and that's godar and paratz. Asks the Gemara, "Hai godar hechidami." What does it mean that you made a fence? Ilema demeikara lo avo salkila. If it means that until now the fence deterred people from walking there, they couldn't go there. Vahashtanami lo salkila, and now you made a bigger fence, but nothing changed. They also can't go there. My Ovad, what did you do? You didn't accomplish anything. Interestingly, in Halacha it's brought that even if you put up this higher fence and then the lower fence sunk into the ground, and now your additional fencing is really what's stopping people, that's still not going to be a chazakah, because at the time you made it, it wasn't changing anything. So the Gemara is wondering, if there's already a fence, and you're telling me you added kol shehu, I added a little bit, what relevance does it have that you added a little bit? Ve'elo de'me'ikara ha'vasalkila. Maybe you mean that until now there was a fence there, but it didn't deter people. It was easy to jump over. Ve'hashta lo salkila. And now you made a big fence so that people are deterred and they're not able to cross. Tuva avad. Well, if that's the case, then he did a lot. That's not called kol shahu. That's not called doing a little bit. That's monumental change in reference to this property. Lo tzricha. The case would be d'me'ikara havosalkila biravcha, that originally they were able to get in easily, and now it becomes more difficult for them to get in, and that's why it's considered a significant act. It's a kol shahu, it's just a little bit, but you raise the height of the wall, and that's what makes the kinyan. Now, Shmuel's original statement was v'ishlimo la'asara, and you brought it up to 10 tfachim. The Rashbam says, on the third of the widest lines, urcho d'milsa nokat, it was just an expression, d'stam ishlimo la'asara, me'ikara salkila b'ravcha v'ashta salkila b'duchka. It's a typical case that if you raise it up to 10, then until now they were able to come through, and now they're not able to come through. But it's not really about 10 tvachim, it's about judging the situation. If you look one line earlier in the Rashbam, he says, v'haydinokat shmuel v'shlimo la'asara lav dafka. It does not mean necessarily 10 tvachim, duhu adin l'pachas miyud, even less than 10 tvachim is also considered a kinyan, as the Rashbam understands this statement in the Gemara. Let's continue in the Gemara regarding Parat's breaking down the wall to gain access. Hai Pirtzei Chidami, what's the case that you broke the wall? Ilema demikarava ailiba vashtanami ailiba. If people were able to access it until now, and now they can also access it, you made a bigger mayova. That's not a kinyan. What did you accomplish? Ve'elo demikara loavo ailiba. Until now they couldn't get through vashtaka ailiba. And now you can get through. Tuva avat, that's a lot. That's not called a kol shahu. Lo tzricha, the case must be, d'meikara v'aylila b'duchka, until now it was difficult to get through, v'ashta aylila b'ravcha, and now you widened the opening so that they're able to get through more comfortably, and that's considered a kinyan, an act of acquisition, and now this property belongs to him. It's interesting that there's no reference made over here regarding a halacha in the laws of Shabbos of Erevin that a proper passageway is at least 4 tfachim wide. It's not mentioned. It's just very simple. You widen the access to make it more comfortable. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis in Choshen Mishpat, Se'if Dalid, Godar kol shehu, if a person added just a little bit of fence, ketzad, how does that apply? If there was a fence and people were able to climb over it easily, and he added a little bit, v'shlimo la'asara, and he completed it to 10 tfachim, so that they can only get over it with exertion, that's considered a kinyan. The Rama says, v'yesh omrim, and there are those that say, afilu pachas me'asara, even less than 10. It has nothing to do with 10. It has to do whether indeed you made it more difficult for people to access the property that they're being fenced out. They're not supposed to be here. There's an interesting case that I came across on the Business Halacha MP3s that the neighbors in an apartment building agreed to one of the people to build on the roof. Whatever it is that he's building there, he wants to build a sukkah, he wants to build a shed, and he had non-Jewish workers start building. And after they started building, and they built a fence or whatever, then the other residents of this apartment building decided, condos, whatever it is, they decided that their permission is not really valid. They want to get paid. So if he made a kinyan on their statement to allow him, so then it's binding and it's his. And he's allowed to do it because they gave him permission. If there was no kinyan made, and they come to him and say, we found out new information, we found out that really we ought to be charging you, or whatever, so then if there was no kinyan made, they can still alter the terms of the agreement. So he has, firstly, an application where a person built a fence and the area becomes his because they gave him permission. They had no use for this area on the roof anyway. Building a fence is very expensive. And the second question is that he's doing it through non-Jews. Are non-Jews able to make a kinyan on his behalf? Is it an act of shlichus? How does that work? So bringing this to practical halacha would be a fascinating discussion. But again, in terms of the basics, the concept of godar, making a fence as an act of kinyan, you could be that you're just adding to an existing fence, but a machlokas rishonim, whether 10 tfachim is a mitigating factor or not. And by paratz, you widened an opening that's meant for access. Pischei Choshen in Kinyanim Perikei Sif Katan Yud Ches points out it has to be a place that's designated for coming in and going out. If you took an obscure part of the fence in the middle of some woods or something and you slashed out an opening that's never going to be used, that has no relevance to anyone, so then that's not what we're describing when we say a pirtza, but a geder or a pirtza done in a valid way would be an act of kinyan and would acquire the field for the person. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.